weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So I used to see Dan Bilzerian with all the hot chicks and, you know, the super viral stuff. I thought it was interesting. And then him doing, you know, stuff with athletes and all the rest of it. I thought, you know, entertaining guy. And then I started seeing him get into Israel the last few years. And I'm like a, you know, deep researcher on it all. I made films on USS Liberty, all of it. I knew this clash with Israel, once Israel goes for power, then people oppose it, and Israel has a setup where it gets more power playing victim. I was like trying to not go there because I understood that this has happened before and it's really bad. And it's premeditated by Netanyahu and his predecessors. It's very dangerous. But now we're here. And so once we got here, then it's just, it's the way it is. We can't have Israel run our country and put us into, you know, total war. At the same time, I just don't want to get down on the level of Netanyahu saying exterminate everybody, and, you know, Trump will exterminate all the, you know, Persians to liberate them, and then we're like, we'll exterminate you back. I just don't want to get down on their level. But we were talking in the break about some big topics. I'm glad you brought these up. You want to get into what's going on with Trump, how he changed. You wanted to bring up his persecution of some of his biggest supporters, and just other issues. I'm trying to give you the floor. People say, hey, you're interrupting Dan. You give us your spiel.
No, you haven't been interrupting me at all. I think this has been a very fair interview. I think that Trump is completely compromised. I think he's completely sold out this country. He's turned on many of his biggest supporters, you being one of them, Tucker. I mean, everybody, Candace. And he does it at the first moment they criticize him. And he did the same thing with Joe Kent. I mean, it's everybody's seeing it. I mean, how many generals have quit? This guy is doing what is in his own best interest, and he's not doing what is in the best interest of the country. And that is the main problem with politicians today, is they're all focused on what's best for them and how they can make money manipulating the market, how they can make money, you know, for their donors, and how they can get reelected. And it's just not about the country anymore. And it's a really sad state of affairs. But with Trump, I mean, he was so against war in Iran. I mean, he publicly criticized, I believe it was, he said, you know, Obama's going to get us into war with Iran because he's so weak. He talked about how, you know, if anybody took money from Miriam Adelson, that they would be, you know, like her little puppet. I mean, he's done all the things that he has previously criticized other politicians for potentially doing. And now he's gotten, you know, us into this Iran war, and we got dog walked into this war by Israel, and it was for Israel. They were not a credible threat to the United States. I mean, we had, I mean, what was it? 18 different intelligence agencies told us that they did not pose a credible threat. We knew they didn't have nukes. I mean, according to him, he had eliminated their ability to have nukes with his last bombing. And so, yeah, this was just it's inexcusable. They didn't pose a threat. We gained nothing by this whatsoever. In fact, that's why everybody's paying so much at the gas pump. That's why they're printing your dollars. That's why we're going further into debt. That's why the dollar has, you know, 25% less buying power than it did 4 years ago. It's a complete disaster. He said that he had won the war a week into it, and that was just a total lie. We are losing this war, and we are going to lose this war. I think it's a big eye opener. It's also hurt our credibility on the international stage, because I think a big part of our power was our ability to threaten things. And he's made many threats, and he hasn't followed through on any of them because they were all empty threats. Iran's laughing at us. They're mocking us. They're making Lego videos, mocking Trump, mocking our country. And this has just been a total disaster. And I don't see a good way out. He wants to preserve his ego. And it's going to be hard to find a credible off ramp for his ego. That also.
And now you go to what I asked you four times. You kind of went there. Now you're going there. I think second, third, fourth level, fifth level consequence. Israel has all these nukes and high-tech stuff. They're willing to go down. They got one thing. It's chutzpah, bravado, whatever you want to call it. I mean, what happens? I mean, Netanyahu looked, I'll play the clip in a moment, looked very defeated. He said, yeah, we've lost the propaganda war. Yeah, because you've lied in your behavior. But then the problem is he's not going to give up. So, and now they have such domestic control, you know, this lobbying and others, allied with some other interests, the military-industrial complex, that it doesn't look good. I'm saying this is like going to get really bad. I don't see, like you said, you don't see an exit ramp for Trump. What about Netanyahu?
Well, I don't think he wants one. I mean, according to, you know, some of their theology, they, you know, basically all nations have to hate and attack Israel for them to usher in their Antichrist. So if they're the true, they're the sect of the true believers that want to usher in this Armageddon, this Antichrist, all nations have to turn on them. And if you look at what they're doing, I mean, it's almost like they want everybody to hate them. Because I said, 2 years ago, I don't know how they haven't like stopped bombing Gaza, how they don't stop doing this. And not only
is rape men, women, and children on video, and then it leaks. I'm not dumb. It keeps happening. All of this is done on purpose.
Well, and there was no arrest, right? They had the video of them raping male prisoners, gang raping male prisoners. Nothing happened. I mean, they've apparently trained dogs to rape prisoners. They just passed laws where if you're Muslim, you can get the death penalty, but you can't get, you know, but Jews can't get the death penalty, which is directly from their Talmud, by the way. They have a Talmudic verse. I can find it for you, but basically it says.
No, that, I know it's all in there, and it. It's official. Yeah, they're training the dogs to rape people. Have you seen the deputy ministers on TV saying, yeah, we need to kill all the kids. We're greater Israel. I mean, the thing is, they go on TV. Just a couple years ago, the ADL said I should be arrested for talking about replacement migration in greater Israel. Now they're on TV saying, I'm saying something happened. They're like, yeah. I mean, you saw the U.S. ambassador from Israel, the U.S., Mike Huckabee, not the ambassador from the U.S., but the Israeli ambassador saying Israel could take it all it is. So they suddenly in the last year went from, like, mask off. Why is that?
Well, they want the Greater Israel Project, and the only way they're going to get it is by stealing that land. And it's going to be pretty obvious when they steal land. They're trying to do it in Lebanon. They took land in Syria. I mean, they're openly talking about it. I mean, to your point, Huckabee said basically they have the rights to the, you know, biblical Greater Israel. And so it seems like this is a setup for that. And it seems like they want to destroy the GCC, and they want to kind of like, you know, create a war between us and Iran and the GCC. And, you know, if we all weaken proportionally, they strengthen. So, you know, maybe that's their thing. Maybe they want everybody to turn on them for them to, you know, usher in the Antichrist and have their final prophecy. I don't know, but what they're doing, is so inexcusable. And it's just war crimes in every category. I mean, they bombed soup kitchen workers, they've bombed embassies, they've assassinated leaders. I mean, we could go on and on and on of all the atrocious things that they're doing and have been caught doing. And there just seems to be no repercussions for some reason. We're shielding them. Netanyahu isn't going to have to answer, you know, to the International Criminal Court. And it's just hypocrisy on the grandest scale. And I'm just tired of it. Yeah, there you go. There's the patch of the Greater Israel.
Now they say it on TV, top ministers. So we've gone from arrest anybody that says this to they're openly bragging about it. And like even Saudi Arabia, that was for the, you know, taking out Iran's weapons, they've now basically said you can't use our airspace. And Trump goes, okay, we'll end the war. And Rubio said the major war operations offense has ended. Now he comes out yesterday and says, no, we need to invade to get the uranium. And notice that's all nebulous. Netanyahu can always say you didn't find the uranium. It's like Midnight Hammer. It's just a way to keep us committed to it. Here's Netanyahu at the end of the clip. I already played the full clip two times before Dan Bilzerian came on. But here he is at the end saying, yeah, we've really lost the propaganda war. Yeah, why is that? But he looks so defeated here. Here it is.
Is it your belief, Mr. Prime Minister, that nothing that Israel has done, tactically or strategically, has made no mistakes either in Gaza or the West Bank that have, in their own way, contributed to this negative impression of Israel, whether it's on social media or someplace else?
No, of course. Look, it's war. And in war, armies sometimes miss, and civilians die, and these are mistakes. These are not deliberate things that happen. Israel is besieged on the media front, on the propaganda front, and we've not done well on the propaganda war.
Okay, so I'm going to explain something. I've not been in the military, but since I was a little kid, I found it interesting and I've studied it a lot. But I can also watch the drones, the Israeli drones they've released, the Christian groups who put up drones over Lebanon. You're talking thousands of square miles leveled, nothing there. Churches with J-dams all day, and then the Israelis go in and chop off the head of Jesus and, you know, desecrate Mary. The point is that they are deliberately leveling everything now into Lebanon. Now they want to hit Turkey while saying it's a mistake. It's just, how dumb do they think we are, Dan?
Well, I don't even think it's dumb. They're just so arrogant. I mean, they've bombed every single working hotel. They've bombed 90% of the schools. I mean, it's just they bombed every church. I mean, it's so inexcusable. And to say that Hamas was hiding under this stuff and like it's Hamas, when they're the ones funding Hamas, it's just all nonsense. It's utter nonsense. Yeah, there you go. Look at it. I mean, it looks like an absolute parking lot. And it's just indiscriminate killing. I mean, can you imagine the people that actually have to live in this? I mean, it's so atrocious. It's like nothing we've ever seen.
And then they herd them up for like a mile into a triangular kill grid and then open fire on them every time they come to get food.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's just, like I said, you can name the war crimes. If you counted them on fingers, you'd run out of fingers. So,
by the way, I've talked to two different former highly decorated people that were there in the last couple of years for over a year, each one. And they said, no, it's all premeditated. And they were both pro-Israel, you know.
Well, I mean, let's talk about the doctors too, right? Like how many doctors have come forth and said on camera that they are specifically targeting children? And look, I was in the military. I've been shooting guns since I was 5 years old. And, you know, I went through some sniper training. And one of the things that you learn is, I mean, I learned this long before the military, but you always know what is on the other side of your target. You'd never take a shot until you're absolutely clear of what you're hitting. And when you're a sniper, you have a high powered optic. You can see how many hairs somebody has on their face. So you don't accidentally shoot a child in the head. You don't accidentally shoot a child in the heart. That is a specific, you know, act.
Yeah, but Israel has this thing where they grab even down to age 5 year old boys and drag them off and torch them, many times kill them.
Yeah, well, we just saw that little boy that they drove nails into his leg to torture him so the father would give them information. I mean, it's constant war crimes, and it's because they don't view the Palestinians as human beings because they think that they're like subhuman beasts. And, so they're treating people like cattle. They don't give a shit. And their goal is to exterminate them.